cattle prices were climbing higher Friday. Feedlot economics appear to be improving by one measure. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmore. Howdy to all, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for the late weekend and Monday morning, the 30th of December. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade was yet to be fully developed through Friday afternoon, but early prices were higher. The Texas Cattle Feeders Association reported its members trading at $122 hundredweight, which was $2 higher than the previous week. Likewise, AMS reported live sales in Kansas at $122, which was also $2 higher than the prior week. In Nebraska, dress sales were mostly $3 higher at mostly $196. Although too few to trend, early dress sales in the Western Corn Belt were $3 to $4 higher at $195 to $196. Stronger cash undertones helped cattle futures maintain most of the gains from the previous session. Except for a dime lower in near Feb and unchanged in June, live cattle futures closed an average of 16 cents higher on Friday. Week to week, they were an average of 92 cents higher. Earlier in the week, in his weekly market comments, Darrell Peel, Extension Livestock Marketing Specialist at Oklahoma State University, noted that higher feedlot placements the last 3 months have rebuilt feedlot inventories heading into the new year. He explains feedlots will be a bit front-loaded in the first quarter, and marketings are expected to be strong against the April live cattle futures contract. Wholesale beef values continued to trade along the seasonal bottom. Choice boxed beef cutout value was 74 cents lower week to week on Friday afternoon at $208.96 a hundredweight. Select was $3.54 higher at $204.57. The average dressed steer carcass weight for the week ending December 14th was 904 pounds, according to USDA's actual slaughter under federal inspection report. That was 2 pounds lighter than the previous week, but 12 pounds heavier than the previous year. The average dressed heifer carcass weight was 835 pounds, which was 5 pounds lighter than the previous week, but 6 pounds heavier than a year earlier. There was no price trend for calves and feeder cattle last week. Given the holiday and just 21,700 head trading hands via auction, direct sales, and video or internet, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Recent optimism remains intact, though, given the way cattle futures shrugged off the previous week's monthly cattle on feed report. Except for a dime higher in spot Jan, feeder cattle futures closed an average of 22 cents lower on Friday, but week to week, they were an average of 85 cents higher. AMS analysts noted there was unseasonably warm weather in several areas during the midweek holiday, but storms this weekend are forecast to bring rain to the southern plains and large snow accumulations to areas of the northern plains. Major U.S. financial indices closed narrowly mixed Friday with limited market news. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 23 points higher. The S&P 500 closed fractionally higher, and the NASDAQ was down 15 points. Lower calf and feeder cattle prices, along with strengthening fed cattle prices, appear to be improving economic returns to the feedlot, according to the most recent historical and projected Kansas feedlot net returns. Keep in mind, those projections are on a cash-to-cash basis without accounting for any price risk management, carcass premiums, and the like. Projections for fed steer and fed heifer net returns sold in October were a minus $145.12 a head for steers and a minus $82.95 a head for heifers. Losses in November were projected to decline to a minus $69.79 for steers and a minus $22.21 for heifers. For the next 9 months, though, projections are for steers to be in the black 6 of those months, with positive net returns ranging from $52.39 a head in May to $149.67 in December. Negative net returns range from a minus 26 cents per head in July to a minus $24.87 in April. Projections for fed heifers follow the same trend line. That That's your Cattle Current Market Update for the late weekend and Monday morning, the 30th of December. You can find more at www.cattlecurrent.com. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.